News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. The fabulous producer in the world is Mr. Rob Center, so we appreciate his help and hard work all week long. On the news line with us now, Jeff Kay is on the phone. He happens to work at the CSIU, and that's part of this story. But part of it, too, is a lot of volunteerism that he's putting in, plus a lot of volunteers and staffers at other organizations are pulling together to keep hospitals stocked with masks and face shields, thanks to some of the 3D printers that are around here. So, Jeff, thank you so much for checking in today.
Thank you. Good morning, Mark.
I do appreciate it. Good morning. Is it feasible to start at the beginning? Where did you first hear about this or come up with the idea? And I want to say that Jeff is not necessarily the leader, the organizer, or the coordinator. He's one of the soldiers in an army, I'll say, and let him sort of explain how this came about. Go ahead, Jeff.
My old boss called me about April 6th and asked me if I had access to a 3D printer. He had been in contact with Sandy Green, a heart doctor at Geisinger, and Sandy was heading up efforts to equip healthcare providers with needed protective equipment or PPEs. So the next thing I knew, with the blessing of the leadership at the CSIU, I had two 3D printers on my dining room table. I was creating protective shields and mask holders, and that's kind of how it started. While I was doing that and the printers were humming away, Kevin Singer, our executive director, reached out to the superintendents of the 17 school districts we serve to let them know we were looking for 3D printers and staff who could use them. I reached out to the tech coordinators that I knew in all those 17 districts via text and email. Even my wife got involved and started calling contacting teachers and administrators she knew, and got the word out on social media. So literally within 24 hours, I went from having two printers on my dining room table, trying to figure out how to print these face masks and shields, to working out the logistics for creating and delivering PPEs for a network of printers. We had 8 of our 17 districts kind of join on immediately. And so it was pretty crazy 24 hours going from, hey, can you do this, to, hey, we're doing this now. Now what do we do?
When you say 8 of the districts, you're talking about school districts. You work at the CSIU, which is one of the state's main conduits to work closely with school districts to make sure that policy and education and continuing education and outreach and special education take place in a timely fashion. So the districts in this case would be the school districts. And we did interview Jamie Green earlier this week. So he talked about this really massive effort to sew and produce and to deliver items that can be used in hospitals and at nursing homes and other places. How did this make you feel? You are helping to coordinate this, and next thing you know, instead of monitoring and hunkering down at home, you end up really as one of the frontline workers in responding to the pandemic.
It's been pretty cool, getting to know these, the 8 different folks that are out there. Figuring out how to go out and pick up. I made a joke that I'm now a UPS driver because I'm driving out and we're leaving these masks and face shields out on porches, and I'm running up to the porch and picking them up and dropping off supplies for them to continue printing. We kind of wave at each other from the window. So it's been really a neat experience to kind of get to know these folks that are helping us in the school districts. It's just, I don't think it hit home until my daughter works in an ER pharmacist in Trenton, New Jersey at Capital Health Systems. And I sent her one of the masks, face shields that we had created. And then she sent me back a picture wearing it. And, that's when it kind of hit home that we weren't just, goofing around our dining room tables with 3D printers anymore. We were actually making a difference for those frontline workers.
Well, and she got a picture in the Press Enterprise, too. You handed that picture over, so that's... she's very photogenic to start out with, but wearing one of your masks. What was your reaction when you saw that your daughter in the photograph and the mask, face screen that you helped coordinate and make was kind of making the rounds?
It's kind of surreal. I didn't... at the IU, we're always willing to help people, and, you know, I'm fortunate enough to work in an organization where the leadership always encourages us to go out and make a difference. You know, so this is one of those opportunities that I had the technical knowledge, and because of my social work background, you know, I love using technology to improve lives. When she was wearing that and said, "Dad, can you send me another 100? Because we're running out of, you know, those supplies here in my hospital." That's when it just kind of dawned on me, and then we kind of doubled up our efforts. All right, guys, this is real. Let's start printing out as many as we can. You know, no sleeping, keep those printers going. Before, you know, it was just kind of a fun thing to do and make some things on a 3D printer. With that picture and kind of going around, it went out on, you know, as you said, the local paper and Twitter, even a national newsletter that for the Association of Educational Service Agencies, which we're a part of, they sent a national newsletter. And so we started getting all kinds of folks from all over the country reaching out to us and saying, "Hey, what can we do?" You know, it's just one of those things you don't really think when you wake up in the morning you're going to do anything to make a real difference in somebody's life. And here we did.
How many of the masks, face shields and masks have been built so far?
So we're at about 1,500 face masks and then almost 5,000 face shields, which are really one of our printers. Tom Gill from Central, who's a physics teacher, and he's done about 75% of our production alone. He actually took 8 3D printers home with him and set up in his basement. So he's, I'm sure his wife is thrilled with the humming noise of 8 printers going. But you know, and then we've done to date, we've done about 4,000 of the mask holders or ear guards, which are the items that prevent the elastic bands on a mask from rubbing against the back of the user's ears. So and today's actually a pickup day. So right after this call, I'll be making the rounds. I have another person making the rounds in the western part of our region. And so we're expecting another couple hundred face masks and another 1,000 or 2 of the ear guards. So we just keep producing, and Sandy Green is the one who kind of coordinates where this stuff goes and what he needs. So he's kind of our cog for letting us know what to produce. And the cool thing has been with the districts, as word of this has gotten out, then districts have been giving face masks and ear guards to people that they know and agencies within their own area that, you know, that can use them. So it's kind of been our rule of thumb is let's work for Sandy to get all these materials to him to distribute. But if somebody in your backyard says, "Hey, I need 20 or I need 50, then we're giving them to those people first. So it's been a nice arrangement.
And to whom are these masks going? You mentioned your daughter's in New Jersey. Where else are the screens and the masks going?
Most of them are going to Geisinger Medical Centers in Danville, Bloom, and Lewistown, Evan Hospital. We've Berwick Hospice and their hospital. I left some at the Danville Post Office. I've given them to the FedEx drivers that are dropping off materials for me, the Hazleton Hospital. And Tom from Central actually had a student who works in New Mexico in the Northern Navajo Medical Center, and he actually sent 100 face shields to that former student, which is kind of cool.
Is there any way others can help this? Is some outside help of any assistance?
I think anybody basically with a 3D printer and some supplies to spare that wants to get involved in printing, Dr. Singer reached out to all the other 29 intermediate units in the state, and I've heard from some of my counterparts in all over the state, and so they're jumping on board and starting to print supplies as well. So literally anybody with a 3D printer or knows somebody with a 3D printer, if they get in contact with me, then we'll get them set up and they can either work, you know, directly with someone in their area, or, you know, obviously we'll take the supplies and get them out to the folks that need them.
All right, Joe. And the best way to reach you, maybe the website of the CSIU, you can go through that method or a phone number.
I'll give you the CSIU. I would go through the CSIU's website. We'll put something out there. So if they go right on the top, there'll be a link there that they can get a hold of us.
And what is that website?
That's www.csiu.org.
Oh, okay. Well, you need to make it harder to remember that. That's great. CSIU.org, good enough. And there is a contact segment on that page is one of the prominent features. It's not just a little asterisk on the back page or anything. Well, thank you so much, Jeff. Thanks for all you're doing. Thanks, Ann, for her help, and your daughter for being a good model and a good model daughter, too, and for being just for everybody that's involved in this, the Greens and the folks at Bucknell and the school districts. Our thanks go out to you for this, and thank you for calling in today. You're a great spokesperson for this as well, so thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you for getting the word out, and stay safe.
All right. Thank you so much. So Jeff Kay lives in our area. He's a CSIU staffer from Montandon, utilizing and deploying the army of 3D printers and volunteers and staffers that are making some of these face shields and masks come to life for first responders, UPS drivers, and emergency room pharmacists, and others.